Cable news network last night began broadcasting al-Qaeda training tapes that provide evidence that the terrorist organization has developed and tested chemical agents. In one, there are scenes of a dog being killed by an unidentified chemical. Other tapes provide instruction on bomb making and how to shoot surface-to-air missiles. CNN reporter Nick Robertson obtained 64 tapes in Afghanistan and narrated the broadcast on CNN Today.
There were training tapes there that showed what I initially thought was some kind of chemical test being done. And I subsequently learned by showing this material to experts that this, what we were seeing was pure TNT being made, but not just pure TNT. The fuses, the detonators, and not only that they were being made and manufactured, but that there was an associated al-Qaeda list that shows how you can pick up these chemicals almost from a grocery store in any country.
That's CNN reporter Nick Robertson. Mike Betcher is another CNN reporter who has screened many of the tapes. He says they are the first glimpse of life in Abu Kabab, a camp in Afghanistan where al-Qaeda experimented with chemical weapons.
You see three separate tests on the tape. In the first one, you see a cloud of vapor crawl across the floor to a dog who had been napping. He wakes up. He starts to sniff and smell whatever the gas is. And then after a period of about 4 minutes, he loses muscle control, starts yelping, rolls over on his side, and dies.
You showed this to experts on chemicals, and no one knows exactly what the chemical is?
There is a difference of opinion. Some believe it's a nerve agent. Very highly respected people believe it's a nerve agent, possibly sarin. Others believe it's cyanide.
There are tapes also on bomb making, how to shoot down a surface-to-air missile, how to conduct a kidnapping. Tell us about the scenes from some of those tapes.
Well, there are sections that are purely instructional videos. One shows a laboratory setting. You see a demonstrator from the neck down. You don't see his face. And he's showing how to make TNT at home. You see another tape with a person believed to be Sudanese. He's speaking with a Sudanese accent in Arabic, showing how to use an SA-7, which is a Soviet-built surface-to-air missile. The interesting thing, according to the analysts we've shown this to, is they wouldn't have this instructional tape if they didn't have some of those missiles out there. So there are many different aspects to the tape, you know, instructional tape. And then there's very candid video of bin Laden with his entourage and bodyguards.
Mm-hmm. Is there evidence that these tapes have been copied and distributed to al-Qaeda operatives around the world?
The particular tape showing the testing of the chemical agent on the dogs, no. That has been seen nowhere else in the world that we know of. We know that no intelligence agency has ever seen this before until now. Other aspects, the how to make the TNT, it is believed that was disseminated, as well as how to use the SA-7 missile. There are the al-Qaeda cam review of various interviews that Osama bin Laden did. I mean, you see Peter Arnett from CNN interviewing bin Laden from the al-Qaeda point of view. You see John Miller from ABC interviewing bin Laden from the al-Qaeda point of view. So there are, you know, many different aspects of this tape, hundreds of hours.
Mm-hmm. One expert on terrorism whom you showed these tapes to suggested that it shows that authorities are continuing to underestimate al-Qaeda and its reach.
You know, those people live in a classified world, okay? And they know, they've seen a lot of things that we don't see and can't see. And so they know the threat. I talk to these people all the time who are out there in the front lines of this. They know the threat, and I don't think they underestimated the threat. I think the public might have underestimated the threat. And you can write a million words about al-Qaeda testing chemical weapons, but until you see a dog and a vapor moving towards it and that dog losing muscle control and yelping and dying in agony, then it doesn't hit home.
Mm-hmm. You've been sharing these tapes with government agencies, and I wonder if you have any reservations about that, about blurring the lines between government and the press.
Well, number one, they can see it on the air. Number two, CNN's position on this is that, you know, they're sharing the tapes with appropriate authorities because of the concern for the safety and well-being of people around the world. And, I've worked overseas for more than two decades. And we've sat around in a bar at night and talked about this. What if you had knowledge of an ambush against people and they were going to die? Would you tell someone? My own personal opinion is, yeah. You know, we're talking about weapons of mass destruction here. And I think that my network, CNN, has taken the right course in this.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Mike Boettcher is a CNN reporter.